Good morning. Welcome to Above and Beyond with Laura Smith. So happy to be with you. This is the program that takes you above and beyond with the world's best psychics, mediums, astrologers, and intuitives. These are teachers and authors who are changing the world, transforming it one heart and soul at a time, giving comfort, closure, and counsel. And before we go into introducing my wonderful guest today, who is a family member to Lyme Radio and Above and Beyond, I want to take this time to talk to everybody candidly about what's going on here at Lyme Radio. Maybe you've tuned in during different shows over the past weekend and heard some strange and sad news, but I wanted to make it official as the program director of Lyme Radio that as of February 13th, Lyme Radio is no longer going to be broadcast. Casting at this time and place on Sirius Satellite Radio. And I want you to know that this was not Sirius's decision, nor was it mine. So no angry letters to Sirius Satellite Radio. They had nothing to do with it. We indeed were in good standing with them and have a very, very good relationship with them. It's the company that purchased our company last year has decided to move into different directions other than radio. And so we respect that of them and their decision to do that. But for all of us who do this on a daily basis and touch you, our listeners, and connect with you in your cars, in your hearts, in your minds, in your souls, it indeed is somewhat shocking and definitely very, very difficult to have to say goodbye in this way. But I'm almost certain that something special will come as a result of this, that you will indeed hear from many of our show hosts, again, somewhere in some iteration, whether it's in terrestrial radio, satellite radio, or in some form or another, because we are all, and myself included in that, because we're all very, very, very passionate, not only about the medium of radio, but of the topics and the spirit in which we have been able, so fortunate and privileged, to broadcast over the last 2.5 years. It all started with Wisdom Radio, and they were on for at least 8 years when our company bought them. And but then it became Lyme, and we have just grown together and are express, and I'm speaking for 30 show hosts that are on Lyme Radio. I think that all of us did this with a much grander purpose and a greater spirit than just one of being radio people and radio stars. We really truly had the goal of making the place, the world, a better place, hopefully by touching people, hopefully helping, healing, teaching, comforting, entertaining. Everybody that was hired to be on Lyme Radio are truly gifted healers and teachers, and really their mission goes way beyond being media stars. They truly, I know everybody has voiced an opinion that they wanted to make the airwaves a positive place to be, a place for healing, a place for learning, growing, and teaching how to live a greener, healthier, more balanced existence. And so I hope that in the last 2.5 years we've been able to do that somewhat. I know that for all of us it has been an unbelievable experience being able to connect with you on a daily basis. It's just a love fest. It's a love affair. And we're not ending yet, but by the end of this week, most of the live programming will be going into sort of a rebroadcast situation until the 13th. So we do have a couple more days of live radio with your favorite hosts here. Most of them anyway. So by all means, feel free to connect. As I said, this is not a decision of Sirius Satellite Radio, so please do not inundate them with hate mail or anything like that. Not that you would do that anyway. You can certainly voice your opinion and say, Sirius, we still are committed to hearing positive, life-affirming radio, health and wellness radio. So by all means, if you want to express that, that's certainly fine. And, I'm sure that they would be interested in hearing what everyone has to say about health and wellness. It's just that they did not can Lyme Radio, so to speak. So please do not take it out on them. But I would love to hear from you if any of you have any thoughts or opinions, because I'm still available. for many months here at Lyme as I straighten everything out here. And so you can certainly email me, and I'm gonna give you the mailbox is aboveandbeyond@lyme.com. You can reach me there, and you can also reach me my personal email, which is lsmith@lyme.com. lsmith@lyme.com. I'm opening that up. If you have any thoughts or feelings or wishes or whatever, and feel like communicating, by all means, I would love to hear from you. I will do my best to get back to everyone. It's during this phase of cleaning things up and moving on, so to speak. It's going to be a lot to do, so I can't promise to get to everybody, but I certainly will try to answer any questions. But anyway, wanted to start off the week telling you that, because I don't believe in what they do on some on terrestrial radio sometimes, which is yanking shows off without telling the listeners. I've always felt that if I was ever in a position as a program director and we had to end a certain phase of our broadcasting, that I would never do that. So I am holding true to my commitment that I feel that you need a few days, or you'd probably like a few days, to at least hear from your favorite host, to hear, you know, that we are winding down here, and that it's not a shock, and you don't, on 2 months from now, tune in and hear Christmas music and wonder what the heck's going on. It's, we really, I want to honor the fact that you've been partners with us here for these last 2.5 years, and so we're so grateful for that. So let's indeed keep the lines of communication open. But I love every one of you, and I do love the guest that we have on today, and I know how much you love her as well. She's somebody who, from the very beginning of Above and Beyond with Laura Smith, was on teaching, coaching, and giving readings to our listeners. Dr. Carmen Hara, I'm so, so happy that you are on with us today. How are you, darling?
Well, I'm great. I'm listening to your announcement, and I have to say that we're in a very interesting time with the planet Mars being retrograde till the end of this month, and then in March opposing Pluto, which is not a positive thing, astrologically. Then we're at the beginning of a cycle, according to numerologists. It's very interesting. You never close doors to anything at the beginning of the cycle. On the contrary, you're supposed to plant seeds for something that will work for many years to come. But Mercury is in retrograde till February 22nd, so communication is a little bit difficult. According to the Chinese, we're starting a new year only in February. But bottom line is, just listening to what you have to say, in my vision, because we all have our visions about the way things will unfold in the time to come, something very positive is going to come out of this situation. Like there, it almost like there is a new beginning. I don't have a sense that this show that is so wonderful and helps so many people out there will come to an end. We'll probably have a very new beginning.
Mm.
And it's going to be even better, as much as when things seem to end, we're very upset about that. But there is like a new seed that this project will blossom, will grow in a different way. So there's always another possibility. And this is the way for everybody to look at their lives. There's always, we're in the field of potentiality, It all depends of our awareness, how we can take things to the next level. My vision, my prediction is that this show will continue in even a better way. And, and that's going to take probably a little bit of time till we're out of all these planetary aspects and moving into a different direction. So but this show will blossom in the future, and it's not the end of it. So for everybody listening, I am very responsible of my prediction here. It's a big prediction. So you'll hear this show for a long time in the future. It's a great show. You, Laura, did such a job in helping all these people, who need help, who need to understand where they are in their life, especially in this time of evolution. Look what's happening in the world. We need to know what's happening to us. And whatever we plan, 2008, will be for many years to come. We'll have longevity. If we elect the right president, we'll have longevity. If we work on our economy, it's going to be for many years to come. So major world decision impacting our life and life on Earth are supposed to happen this year. This is the year, the first year in the next five till the end of the Maya calendar. And I don't know if you feel this way, but to me it feels like this year will go fast, and the higher the Earth moves in frequency, the faster time goes until there is no time, because that's what the end of a calendar means. Maya calendar ending scares people. It shouldn't. It's that the whole idea of chronology, of timing, might probably come to an end, which allows us to live much longer life, change the concept of gravity, you know, and expand the whole idea of spirituality and actually create a better life on Earth.
Oh, Carmen, I'm telling you this. Well, first of all, it's so wonderful to hear you again. I'm always reminded of the depth of your knowledge on so many, many, many different levels. Carmen Hara is not only a renowned clairvoyant and psychic medium, but she is also an author of many books, the latest one, The Trinity of Health, and then also you're a great teacher, and you just have so many levels, and numerologist, and just really, it's remarkable. You should check out her website, CarmenHara.com, and Hara is H-A-R-R-A, CarmenHara.com. Definitely go there and find out all that Carmen is doing and how you can connect with her and have also a private reading. I am going to open the phones after the break, as we always do here. Nothing like tradition, 866-LIME, 114, 866-546-3114. That's how you can get in and get a wonderful reading today. If you're calling from outside of the country and listening on Sirius.com, the number is area code 212-531-6351. That's 212-531-6351. Definitely call in and connect with us and let us know your feelings too. It's an exchange by all means. So thank you for saying that, Carmen. That gives me great hope. And you are such an amazing reader and a psychic that when you tell me that this is going to go on in another iteration, I have to believe you.
Exactly. And I want you to, and for everybody listening, today is January, which is number one. A day of a 28, 2 plus 8 is 1. 2008 is another one. We have 3 times 1.
Ah.
So the power of 1 is triple. So whatever we said today has a lot of power for the future. It's just there is this new beginning. We will all see it. And in so many other levels, I mean, and even political and, as I said, economic. So there are new things we have to put energy into starting fresh, you know, and it's whatever we do. Even the State of the Union is today, you know, and everything has a lot to do with today. That's that major day, you know, when things can shift at the level of our awareness, because it's all in our, if you're aware of things, you can change them. You can change your life. You can change your health. You can change relationship. If you're not aware, not too much you can do. So whatever you accomplish with your show, you raise the level of the awareness.
Thank you. I love that. And also the triple ones or quadruple ones is the it resonates with the angelic realm. So when people
even
feel
even the show happens at 1 o'clock. That's the quadruple one.
1 o'clock? Oh, you mean
at
10 o'clock?
At 10 o'clock, which is one.
Which
sorry.
Is a one? No, you're absolutely
one.
Right.
So 10, zero doesn't exist, so equals like one.
Yes.
So 1111.
How interesting. Oh, I'm very grateful that you said that. Now I feel like I'm really, there's really some angels watching out for us
it
here.
It really is.
I'm so excited. And I'm also excited because a lot of people are calling in to connect with you. We are definitely going to open the phones in just a little bit. 866-LIME, 114, 866-546-3114. So lots of big changes for the Earth this year. You said the year is going to go very quickly.
It's a fast-moving year, exactly. Because the energy of the Earth is moving. It has a lot to do with the sun activity. Then the sun, because it raises also its own frequency, is kind of hitting the magnetic field. And whenever there's more light, you know, we burst into light. So I don't know if you guys are feeling, but there's a good energy coming. And everybody should feel it because this creates, you know, the new beginning we are talking about.
I like that. That's certainly positive. And how about for all this presidential stuff going on? Is there a sense of positivity to it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I look at talking about numbers and codes and when all of this is happening. So the election has to happen in the year one. It couldn't happen another year. So this is the year to decide for the next years to come.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the president that we'll choose will have a lot to do with his birth code. Like if you're looking at the Senator Barack Obama, he's a number 11, exactly like Martin Luther King, exactly like Al Gore, exactly like Ronald Reagan, exactly like Bill Clinton, they were all number 11. Buddha is an 11. Jesus Christ was a number 11. So 11 is someone who is a teacher, who is a leader, who's born leader. So he has so many chances because he's a number 11. Hillary Clinton, she's a number 3, but she is at the beginning of her cycle, and that's helping her a lot. On top of everything, she has all the planets in the 11th house in her chart.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her husband who's an 11. So those who have most chances here are Senator Obama, Hillary Clinton, and then from the Republican Party, the only one who's an 11 is John McCain.
Hmm.
So you see, from the beginning, these are the people that are supposed to be coming closer to the election. So we're going to see Senator Hillary Clinton and Obama. These are the two people I said for years will be in the White House.
Oh, interesting stuff. Oh, it's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out. And we will remember Carmen's words as we watch this all play out over the year. It's so exciting. I'm so happy to have Carmen Hara along with us today. Definitely part of the family at Above and Beyond at Laura Smith. No, with Laura Smith. That's what I'm trying to say. And anyway, in connecting with you, the great listener of Lyme, we are coming right back. And I promise you, we are going to take your phone call so you get to connect with the wonderful Carmen. 866-LIME-114, 866-546-3114. We are live today, thank goodness, for another week or so. So definitely get on in on the great times and the good counsel here. We'll be right back at you. This is Above and Beyond with Laura Smith. Dr. Carmen Hara is with us. Don't go anywhere.